I just turned the music off. Will you please? Just doesn't hit the way it used to. All right.
Not even for opening game, Mike?
No. No, it doesn't.
If they had the chariot, would you feel that way?
Oh, maybe. And if you were driving the Spartan chariot like it was 1998,
you know what?
It would have been amazing.
You know what? They said they need pure royalty. They need you. Why? Because kind of like the South Carolina helmets.
Don't you dare. In MSU's case, the whites are definitely not better.
That's what they're wearing tonight.
I like the green helmets.
That's what they're wearing tonight.
If you're looking for Micah Parsons conversation, we did it in hour one. We're done with it. All right. Yes, the division got tougher. No, it doesn't mean you're not winning it, or it doesn't mean you're not going to go to the Super Bowl. It just means it got tougher. Okay. But you can go and get it with Odyssey.com Rewind. Also, Five Star Zone, all your Big Ten action, cash the ticket. We did 11 of them this week. So enjoy. I'm probably going to pass out on the ride home. And also, just a quick note, like I know it's a little bit ahead of time. The Sunday Night Football show, Cookies and I, your NFL recap, goes live at 7:30 on Sunday nights, mainly because Football Night in America is ass, and it's just a way for us to extend cash the ticket and do something a little different. So that'll go live on like every platform.
Mikey, Sunday night.
We don't have a song. I know. Oh, I know, the Big Ten Saturday night thing. Yeah, no, we don't have a song. But no, I mean, we've got great buy-in from clients, and people seem interested in it. So I said, all right, roll it. Let's go. We'll give it a rip. Wow. So it'll be your entire day of football in 45 minutes. And
are you guys taking questions, or is it just the format?
Evan, I think, has a segment in there where there's some feedback questions. But no, it's formatted a lot like how I do the Boomer Show.
Okay.
Rundown, there's going to be a Lions-specific preview or review. Because, like, okay, again, most days the Lions are going to already have played. But they do have five primetime games. We'll cover it that way. But it's a lot of, it's just NFL. Because, dude, I'm sorry, man. That Football Night in America is terrible. So I'm like, let's just do what we already do on Mondays, but do it on Sunday night. Let's just do this. So, and it'll be on every platform. Don't ask me about technology. I'll just tell you, if you have a platform, it'll be on it.
No, I didn't know if I can sit there and create a name, a burner account.
Oh, good. What are you, Kevin Durant?
Ask me questions.
Now, I want to.
What about Jameis?
No. No.
Gabagoo.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. I'll make sure to include that anytime the Giants win. So we've asked the question. We're going to get to the callers with it. It's simple. College football kickoff tonight for State, tomorrow night for Michigan. Your best case, worst case for each team. And we don't want you to go to fantasy land. While we do want you to color outside the lines, don't go totally nuts and tell me 12-0 and 0-12. All right, come on. Let's... There's a general parameter. I'll give you an example. For me, 10-2 would be Michigan's absolute upside. I think it's going to be hard to win at Oklahoma next week, and I don't think you're beating OSU. I know it's been a real fever dream amidst the cheating, but I don't think that's going to happen this year. The point is, 10-2 is possible. It is. Defense carries the day, strong running game, and Bryce Underwood flashes real ability. The downside, I said 7-5. If Bryce just isn't ready for the big time, at Nebraska is not going to be easy. I don't think the MSU game will be easy. Sparty. Right. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. And the point is, it you can't view yourself as infallible with a freshman. Right. Now, if he shows he's not a freshman, then obviously the worst case scenario is out the window. But 7-10 for Michigan State, I think it could be as low as 5 wins. It could be as high as 9 wins. You have an established quarterback. He has to take a major step. He's got the pedigree as a top 50 recruit. They spent money in the portal. It's show or go.
Right.
Okay? That's it. Or it falls apart. Jonathan Smith isn't any good, and the O-line isn't any better. And bullet to the television. I've had enough. 5-7. So what is the best and worst case?
Now, for me, best case for Michigan is 11-1. You lose at Oklahoma, but you run the table. You beat Ohio State again, and you're in the playoffs, and you take it from there. Bryce is him. He's that guy. He's what he thinks he is. Worst case, I have them, I think, at 5-7 because he has a couple of bad games, and you can see that the staff will start to lose confidence in him, and he gets Joe Milton, where all of a sudden now – he's not the golden child, and now he's getting pulled out of games that, you know, after a pick or so, and he becomes his own worst enemy. For Michigan State, Mike, it's a ton of 50-50 games. There's only one game on their schedule. If everything breaks correctly and they catch lightning in a bottle, as Penn State. I don't think they can beat Penn State. I have them at the same 11-1 best case scenario. Worst case scenario, I have them at 4-8.
Oh, my
which
God.
Means that they lost all of their 50-50 games.
If they go 4-8, he needs to be fired.
Yeah.
That would be a bitter disappointment. So we're taking your best and worst case scenarios. Talk through it. Tell us where you're at with it. And away we go. David, I know you're the same as me with 10-7 for Michigan. Michigan State, you were a little less volatile. 5 wins on the low side, 7 on the upside. And again, any Michigan State upside, 2 words. It's Aiden Giles. Beginning, middle, and end. Mm-hmm. You are seeing it in college football right now, guys. Look at last night. New quarterbacks, new offensive lines. It's a struggle bus. If you have a returning quarterback, and that quarterback truly does have ability, you might take the field with some major advantages that didn't used to be there. Because everyone used to have quarterbacks that knew their system and were in the program for a few years. If the O-line is upgraded, Aiden Childs, guys, hey, look, you can laugh, do whatever you want. Well, he's not a 5-star. He was a top 50 recruit, man. What do you want me to tell you? I didn't recruit him. He showed some ability last year. He also showed he can't handle doing everything by himself. Okay, great. We've established he's not Caleb Williams. Cool. There's still ability there. But it's all going to rest on his shoulders mm-hmm. as far as how far this team could go.
And that's why I said with the 50-50 games, Mike, Penn State is the only game on their schedule that you just – it's an automatic loss. Like, they have no shot. This isn't last year's schedule where they had Ohio State and Oregon within 6 games of each other. This year, it's the big – it's Nebraska. Is Nebraska that good? I don't know. It's USC. It's UCLA.
I can tell
you. Are they
you.
That good? I don't know.
If I were a Nebraska fan, I'd be very nervous. That was – underwhelming.
I thought Dylan Raiola was going to take that next step. And
wait,
this is,
you're telling me a 5-star, high multi-million dollar quarterback might not be everything he was cracked up to be?
And that's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Let me show you my surprise face.
And if that's why I said for Michigan, if it breaks wrong, it's that offensive line that's not as good as it was last year and in the previous years. If they can't protect Bryce and he becomes a one-read type of quarterback, all right, good luck.
248-539-9797. Let's get to the people. And I need a word with this next caller. I want to speak to Robin Brighton personally okay. for a moment. Rob, first of all, hello. How are you?
Gentlemen, doing well. I have goosebumps talking to you. It is here, fellas. It is here.
Well, you're going to be more excited than me because your team's actually good. Rob, if we're going to get along this year, do not let me down on Sunday. Do yep. not let me down. I don't like Notre Dame Sunday. I love Notre Dame Sunday. Do not
you just
toy
don't
with
like
my
Mario
emotions.
Cristobal. You just don't like Mario Cristobal.
That's probably part of it. And I do love Marcus Freeman, and you know that. What's our confidence yeah. level going to Miami here? Talk to me.
Yeah, no, I don't know if anybody remembers. Hopefully, caller. I think it's caller Nick, the huge Penn State fan. When I kind of have a bone to pick with him because he talked crap about me the last time he called in, but apparently his short-term memory loss, because when we beat Penn State in the college football playoff semifinal last year, it was at Hard Rock Stadium. So I'm confident against Miami. I think the team is stacked. I think Notre Dame is their offensive line's elite. I think we got the best back in the country, second to the Penn State kid. The unknowns are, of course, CJ Carr and Chris Ash, the new DC. They are loaded on defense. They are deep at wide receiver. The offensive line is elite. So, I mean, it's a really crappy unknown with CJ Carr because we don't know what you're going to get. But the good thing is the backup, I think, is better. So we'll see what happens. But
I'm shocked. I thought you would have been at practice charting all of this. I'm stunned.
I love Kenny Minchie. He's been there. He's done it the right way. He was behind Sam Hartman. He was behind Riley Leonard. You know, he did it the right way. He stayed. He earned it, in my opinion. But CJ is supposed to be really good, so we'll see.
Okay,
but I'm very confident against Miami. I think it's another 11-1 team. I think
okay,
it's,
I'm buying in now. Don't hurt okay. me. That's all I'm saying. Now let's. What do you got on best case, worst case for our cute little team and Michigan?
I don't think you're far off for Michigan. I think 7-5 is very much in play. I think that when it comes to Michigan, again, the same thing with the quarterback situation, but he's a true freshman. He hasn't been there like CJ has. I think the Oklahoma game is going to tell us a lot, guys. I think it'll tell us, okay, do they have something or is Bryce going into a really rough environment? Is he just in over his head? And it could be a 7-5 season, and their schedule is not easy. Nebraska, Southern Cal, MSU are all away. So I don't think 7-5 is out of the realm realistically. I think 8-4. But for Michigan State, guys, Aiden Childs is a specimen. I think that he learned a lot last year. I think he settled in, moving across country, same OC. There's stability there. Like you guys have said, I'm curious, really curious tonight about the speed on the outside, the wide receivers. It would be awesome if Nick Marsh could get some help to take off the double teams. I think State's at 8-4. 6-6 would be very disappointing.
Oh, listen, and that's, Rob, I know, and yeah. Spartan fans get angry at me, but it's inexcusable. In this portal era, this is not Wake Forest. I understand no. We're not Texas. I know we don't have a $40 million roster. You cannot go 6-6 and 5-7 and keep your job. It can't happen.
Two questions for you, Enrico, about two opponents, Boston College and Indiana. Do you guys, like, I'm curious about BC, and I'm curious about Indiana.
Yeah, BC's got the Alabama transfer. A kid never played, highly regarded. He won the job. There's a talent differential, and MSU mm-hmm. should have beat him last year. I mean, not only did Childs lose his mind, but what Carter dropped a touchdown pass to win the game. Look, my expectation is if you don't beat BC, you may as well pack up and leave. As far as Indiana
yeah, look. That's hitting the reset button.
No, but they've got Mendoza, who is one of the three best QBs in the portal from Cal. They do have Pons, who's a first-round NFL pick at corner. Right. They do have Kamara, who's going to be an NFL player. Look.
But see, here's the thing. Rob, with the new quarterbacks going into new systems, I don't think that it's just a guarantee.
Right.
Oh, well, this guy was great here, and he can go there. Whereas last year, Indiana pretty much had the James Madison playbook.
Yes, they had all the super pretty seniors. Much. Yeah, I mean, Rob, no, I think Indiana will be good, but do I think they're 10-win good? No, I don't.
One thing to not overlook real quick about Michigan, though, too, is the kicker. I think that could be...
He's a weapon. Zavala, his name is? Zavala?
He's supposed to be. He's supposed to be the best in the country.
He
is. And, I mean, U of M always has a good defense.
I give Michigan a lot of credit, A, for being able to get away with cheating, but B, man, do they know how to find kickers. I feel like every year they've got a robot. It's like Rocky's robot bartender. They just call the guy in from 52, all set.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Yeah. Alex, or the kid from Northville. I mean, U of M can be. I'm really curious about Bryce, guys. So, Aiden, I would say more so Aiden Childs than Bryce, because I think Aiden's been there. I think U of M fans need to be realistic.
Yeah, you know, it would be really interesting if Notre Dame and Michigan actually played like they should every year. Oh, wait.
Or more so Michigan State.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
Rob, it's your sport now. I've retired. Well, this is your sport, Rob.
That's coming up soon, I guess.
I know. Listen, Rob has already promised. It's live from the grotto. We're doing a remote. It's going to be exciting.
When is that supposed to happen, Rico?
2030, never.
I think it's either 27, I believe.
Let me know.
So then it won't happen, because what will happen is the SEC and the Big Ten will get an agreement to play each other.
No,
it'll cancel the Notre Dame.
That's in 2030.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Take him to church. We'll get more to phone calls next. All right, before we get to the people, David, ticket text, best case, worst case, both of our teams. Also be on the lookout tonight. Rico, Spartan Chariot, big time open at Spartan Stadium. Kenny, it's before your time. When State had AstroTurf, they actually had horses and a chariot. Even though the Spartans never used chariots. It didn't make any sense, but it was cool. It was like a Sooner schooner that didn't tip over. It was actually pretty cool. State took it away.
There used to be cool things back over there.
Yeah, back in the day. Real quick, are you going to tell us what the hell they have planned tonight or not? I know that you know.
I don't know.
Don't lie.
Mike, I don't know.
That's not a Christian thing to do. Don't lie.
I'm in the dark. I don't know.
That's a hint. They're going to turn the lights out tonight, aren't they? Wow. Yeah. Okay, then.
All white players.
Grumble, grumble, brisket. Thanks, TJ. All right, David, what do you got on the ticket text?
Michigan, 11-1. Worst case, 9-3.
Hold on. Stop the clock, as Ronnie the limo driver would say. Stop the clock. The worst case is 9-3. Mm-hmm. You're not being honest. The worst case? Okay, I mean, gee whiz.
I will tell you, and then I will give you a Sparty. I will tell you this guy is being unreasonable. Spartans 7-5, Worst case, 5-7.
That's David.
That's you.
But this guy earlier texted in and said that 8-4 for Michigan State is laughable. 7-5 for Michigan is laughable. So he's a homer.
Well, yeah. See, that's just it. Like when I said Michigan best case is 11-1, but all people will hear is, well, you also said they're gonna go 5-7.
The whole game is you go best outside the expected parameters of what is the worst. Everything goes wrong. Sans, oh my God, Bryce Underwood fell down the stairs.
Right.
No. It's the same thing with Michigan State. Tell me why 8-4 is laughable if someone says that's an outcome.
Because when you really look at their schedule, once again, Penn State is the only game that I'll say you have no shot.
Can't do it.
But everybody else, Nebraska, okay.
I will tell you this. Listen, I don't even know State's whole schedule. I'll get back into that. The point I'm making, watching the Big Ten last night, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Rutgers, Nebraska, you could put all four of those teams together and not come up with LSU's offense. I mean, it was dreadful to watch. The Big Ten is not good.
But see, Mike, here's what I want you to do. I understand last night the Big Ten was showcased, but let's watch the entire weekend because I think the other conferences will make up for the ineptitude that you saw at Michigan as well. Now, Nebraska's an outlier because they should not have played badly because they have a returning quarterback.
Yeah, but he's weird. This Raiola thing is starting to really bother me. He did the whole finger thing that Mahomes does. I'm going, son, you're not Patrick Mahomes. Stop it.
Oh, he was in his world last night. He looked up. I'm surprised he didn't try to dap up Kelsey when he scored. But when I look at these other teams, like the brand new quarterbacks and brand new systems and brand new teams, I think you're going to see a lot of offensive struggle in the first few weeks. We're looking at the brand on the helmet stadium.
That's right.
And we're like, wow, that's Texas.
I'm guilty.
Georgia. That's this.
How about that's Wisconsin? And I'm going, this is awful.
Right. So it's going to be, oh my God, college football is horrible. Well, yeah, partly so, but partly because these are all brand new. These offenses are not clicking. It's going to take about a month before you actually see dividends and you'll know who's good and who's not. David, in
bad
years
football
past,
for a month.
No, not bad football, but you won't see the... In years past, it was your quarterback. So you groomed him, and you got him in the games when it was mop-up duty.
Now you just buy them.
And now it's, okay, I paid $1 million for you. Let's see what you got.
The offensive line grew together.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, and again...
The receivers.
I'd like TJ's opinion on this. Get there! All right, thanks, TJ. The point is, TJ would tell you, you spend years lining up with Michigan's 2023 O-line is one of the best O-lines I've seen, right? Yeah. Those guys played years.
Right, because here's what happens. You start off with each other on the practice squad. So all of a sudden, there's quarterback. And you know, like Jaden Reed was on the practice squad with Peyton Thorne. So guess what? They got a rapport together.
Next
thing you know, you see it out on the field. Now it's name tag city. Hi.
So we're subject bad football for a while now, huh? Because no offensive line's going to have cohesion for more than a year or two.
Only the best schools will be able to have it.
Kenny, I'm saying the best schools are going to be the schools that have that returning QB and returning star players. I expect more. That's why Nebraska, I was very disappointed.
So the rich are going to get richer and the poor are going to get poor.
Yes.
All right. Awesome.
Let's go to Michael, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, real quick. Are the rumors true that you're taking Rico's Fox 2 weather chopper to deliver the game ball in East Lansing tonight?
Yes. I will be parachuting out like I'm in
Michael,
West Point. Yes.
That was a surprise right there. He was going to land at the 50.
Mike, I wish the old days I would be like quivering with excitement for this. I don't know what has happened to me, buddy.
Oh, I know. This is off topic, but I ended up moving out. I grew up in Michigan. I live in Cincinnati, Ohio now. And when I first moved out, I'm like, man, I really miss game days. I don't have that itch anymore to get back. It's kind of sad, to be honest.
Can I ask you a question before you get to your best case, worst case? You live in the Cincinnati area, right?
Yeah.
What the hell is the fascination with Skyline Chili?
Mike, you're not gonna like my answer.
I like it, dude. Oh my.
I know. Okay.
No. Stand up and say it proudly.
Stand your ground, Mike. I don't get it. I had it once, I threw it out. I was like, this is awful.
you know, Mike, I will say the first time I had it, I'm like, man, I don't get the hype about it. Second, third time you have it, you understand the flavors with it. But, man, it's fast food. Like, it's okay. A quick meal. It's nothing to write home about.
All right. Just wanted to ask. All right, what's your best case, worst case here for the teams?
Yeah, I'll start with Michigan. I think worst case is 6-6. That schedule, man, I don't know how they can lose more than six games there, even if Bryce Underwood struggles.
Okay.
In best case scenario, I side with Rico. I'm looking at about 11-1, man. I think if he's clicking, and you guys did the topics of these, you know, five-star true freshmen when they're coming out the last, whatever, 10, 20 years, a lot of them struggle. If he can just be above average, you know, people have been talking, if he could be a game manager, I really seriously think they could get up there to 11 wins.
Yeah.
And then with the Spartans, I think if they come out and play that uninspired football that we saw last year, 4-8's definitely sitting on the table. Oh. But with the additions of the offensive line, you know, everyone's been saying the speed out wide. Not sure what the running back situation is really looking like. But I could see 9 wins. I could see him squeaking out the 9 wins and, you know, having a good season. And, you know, blank face Jonathan Smith's going to be sitting on our sideline for another year.
Mike, I appreciate it, bud. And hey, look, the running back deal.
Two kids from Texas. That's the lookout for.
What, the kid from Sacramento State is off the team?
No, he's not off the team.
Wow, Rico just killed one of our transfers.
I didn't.
Unbelievable.
I'm saying, from what I've heard, a little lackluster.
Well, you know, it was Sacramento State.
And once again, it's the portal, man. It's like buying at the... It's like buying from the thrift store. Sometimes you get a gem, and sometimes you understand,
man,
why they're in the thrift store.
Rico just killed one of our transfers.
That's just what I'm from what I heard.
I hope that kid has 3 touchdowns tonight, and his towel reads F Rico.
Just what I heard. I'm here. I don't get to go to practice.
What else have you heard? Tell us more. Okay, Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything? Woji and Rieger are here. We'll grab a couple of ticket texts, and then, all right, long weekend of football. We'll try to get, obviously, cash ticket. All the previews have been out. Picks for the weekend. And then next week, it's kickoff with Boomers back on Friday. And then what else? What else in my Rolodex here? Oh, the Sunday Night Football show, me and Cookies. So basically, it's cash the ticket, but live. And we'll do it Sunday nights. It'll go live at 7:30. And it'll be on every platform device you can imagine. I leave that to Evan and the guys. So YouTube, Instagram, I don't know. Wherever you can watch stuff like that.
Twitch, Twitter, I believe.
Yeah, I know that's probably like not a great sales pitch, but like it'll be everywhere.
They'll follow you. They'll get there.
So whatever.
Get there.
All right, David, what do you got?
Best case for Michigan is 11-1. Worst case, 8-4 for Michigan State. Worst case, 5 wins. Best case, 9 wins. Even if Bryce Underwood is the equivalent of Walker Texas Ranger, like the jokes we like to tell, the ceiling is 10-2. I don't know who's catching the ball. Floor 5-7 for the same reason. That is from Tom.
Yeah, the 10-2 sounds right to me. I just think the Oklahoma game is going to be a tough assignment this early in the year. I mean, Ohio State's eventually got to win one, right? I mean, really?
Class of 22, really hoping the Spartan football is back this year, has to hit 7 wins or Smith is out. That is Daniel from Berkeley.
Hey, that's the world I live in. And just remember, this AD didn't hire him. And by the way, asking for 7-8 wins, ain't nobody excited about that, but that's like a minimum. Just do that and make people not be embarrassed to wear a green hat. Good Lord. I got all my state stuff in a box. I don't even wear any of it. It's embarrassing. They're awful.
10-2, ceiling for both Michigan and Michigan State. 6-6 is the floor for both. All depends on how Bryce is for Michigan, and we know it all depends on Aiden Childs for Michigan State.
Yeah, and again, if you watch the football last night, you see new quarterbacks with new O-lines, and it's a train wreck. I don't get this Nebraska thing at all. I watched that, and I go, oh, my dear God. I just don't – what? What am – oh, there's your guy, Rieger. All right, so, Rieger, we can't take off-air conversations and bring them on-air.
Sure can't.
Okay, but yes, I was – there you go. I'm glad you – just move along. I got Rieger watching Saratoga. He's off the chain.
Oh my.
Bob, what's going on? What time are you getting up to cover the game tonight?
You know, I'll leave like halfway through the show, leave Rieger behind.
Yeah. Just like 2015, Oregon and Michigan
State. Would you stop with
didn't
that?
Show up to the third quarter.
I went to
for
both
a
games.
Top 10 matchup.
Unbelievable.
Was Mitch there?
Oh, shut it.
I heard Jason Richardson was at the game.
The Big Ten teams last night were awful, but now Bucky Badger lost their quarterback.
I don't care.
The little Edwards
kid. They couldn't run the ball.
No, they couldn't do anything.
It was awful to watch.
I'm sorry. Matt Rhule and the little Raiola kid.
I don't get it.
They're always the same.
Yeah.
Whether it's Scott Frost or Matt, they're always the same. They're barely winning.
But I think Raiola's a cautionary tale. There's no guarantee. Nobody thought Raiola was going to be a bust. Nobody thought he was like anything other than going to be amazing.
He's so pedestrian. I was watching yesterday.
And again, I know it's one game in year two.
Nothing special about the kid.
But nothing last year said special. And last night I went, oh my God.
And I don't know if they have the receivers or the running backs. Did you see the one throw? It was near the goal line and it was kind of RPO.
Yeah.
And then he pitched it to the tight end. Do they lift weights in Nebraska? That tight end was wrapped up by a tiny cornerback and kind of squirmed and just fell
down. They don't look physical.
No, not at all.
But that's the thing is, like, you're going to turn on the TV and watch the SEC this week. This is where I get so mad at Costa. Like, the SEC top to bottom, just stop. It doesn't mean one team in the Big Ten can't be better.
Yeah.
It's comprehensively, it's not the same
top
sport.
To bottom is entirely different.
It's just it's a different. My God, Minnesota. How do you watch this crap?
And you know what?
The Wisconsin game was unwatchable as well.
And so I watched a little bit of Rutgers, unwatchable. Yeah. And we haven't even seen the most unwatchables, Northwestern and Purdue. We haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, I got to tell you. There's a chance Maryland's really bad.
And Maryland is
just saying.
Wasn't Greg Schiano supposed to make Rutgers at least a tad better, though?
He's made them a bowl team. What are you two doing tonight?
I want to give you a line.
No, you're going to be pissed at this.
No, it's a good line. Line.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For my picks column.
Yeah.
Right. No. It's not about the Sparties or the Iowa Cornhuskers.
I don't care. It's okay.
Why did Ohio State hire Matt Patricia?
Why, Bob?
Because they wanted somebody who had a track record of destroying football teams in Michigan.
That's good. That's actually not terrible.
Where'd you hear that one?
I don't know. I pieced it together.
I love it, actually.
I've heard people
you
making
stole
fun
that
of
from
Patricia.
Somebody, I guarantee. Have you seen Patricia lately? I'm going to give him a compliment. The guy looks fantastic.
Oh, shut up.
No, he does.
He doesn't look 350 pounds. Does that mean fantastic?
I didn't realize it was him.
Oh, God. Yeah.
By the way, coming up at 6 o'clock, your boy, Woj.
Yeah.
Going to try to make Lions fans feel better because he's essentially saying that Micah Parsons a bust.
No, I am not.
Yes,
but Rieger true
too.
To his form, went overboard last night.
Did not.
Yes, you did. Why can't the Lions do that?
Why couldn't they?
Yeah.
Do you know, Bryce Underwood doesn't carry a gun. Guns carry him for protection.
Oh. You got a list somewhere.
I want that list.
Wow.
Bryce Underwood can rub two fires together and make a stick.
Can you do one on Aiden Childs. Go.
Interception.
Can you donate one of those each week to me for the picks column?
Why do you hire him as your writer?
Yeah, just one each week.
You know when Bryce Underwood was born, he drove his mother to the hospital?
First of all, that's impossible. Come on.
Not for him. Bryce Underwood doesn't need to flush the toilet. He scares the poop out of it.
Oh, my God.
I got a million of these. What else would you like?
Where is the list?
And
I want to see the list.
This guy did 500 pods this week.
Exactly. I'm done. Everybody have a wonderful weekend.
Oh, have fun with the fireworks.